Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
This is so important, folks. And so I want to take just a moment to just go over this with you. Because as we go into this new year, you really have to understand every blessing, all your favor, your healing, your financial blessings, all of these things, your protection, your provision, your prosperity, it's all connected with the covenant. You have to establish a covenant with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, because if you don't, you're under a curse. See, God told Adam in the Garden of Eden, if you eat of that tree, you'll die. Death is a curse. And he didn't believe it because he ate of it. But then that plunged all humanity under a curse of spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death. And that's why it's important for you to understand God's way to deliver us from death is through a faith covenant with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Before I start, can we thank God for the covenant? Let's just thank Him for the covenant. Jesus came and died so that we could have a covenant. Now this is the covenant God has with us and 3 John and 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's the will of God for everybody who is in covenant with Him. Literally, it means to be well in body and successful in business as your spiritual life is successful. And our spiritual life with God through faith in Jesus Christ is the key to all of our covenant blessings. Now let's talk about a covenant. A covenant is an agreement between two people who pledge their loyalty unto death. The closest thing we have to a covenant today is marriage. Marriage is a covenant. And in marriage, there's a marriage vow that says this statement, forsaking all others, keeping only unto him or her, so long as we both shall live. That's a covenant. It's not a contract. A contract establishes limited liability, but a covenant carries unlimited. It means we're going to follow through with this or else. There's an oath that is generally spoken to establish the covenant. And in our covenant with God, it's our sinner's prayer. That's our oath to God, accepting Jesus verbally into our hearts as Lord and Savior. And we can only establish a covenant with God through Jesus Christ. Now, I know there are all kinds of religions. Please hear me, folks. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. There is nobody else coming. There's nobody else coming. He's your Savior. Ignore it. Forget about it. But He's the only one that came, and He's the only one that's coming. Never forget that. Jesus Himself said in John 14 and 6, I am the way. I am the way. People, they study different ways to God. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth. Other people say, we have all kinds of truth. Jesus said, no, I'm the truth. And I am the life. In other words, He is the one who gives us eternal life. No one can do that except through your relationship with Jesus Christ. And then He says, no one comes to God the Father except through me. See, there is no other way to God except through Jesus Christ. So don't listen to what anybody else says. This is the word of God. It is the truth. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 24, it says, Jesus is the one who mediates the new covenant between God and men, and the sprinkled blood which graciously forgives. You see, his death on the cross purchased forgiveness for our sins. Now, there is nothing like that in any other religion. Did you know that? There is nothing like that in any other religion. They can't tell you you are definitely going to heaven. No other religion says you're going to heaven by what rules you follow. They can't tell you because they don't know themselves. Jesus Christ is the only way. Now, in John 3 and 16, a familiar portion of Scripture, it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that anyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. God's not trying to condemn the world. He's trying to save the world. You need to understand that. So people say, oh, something bad is going to happen to you. Yeah, something bad will happen to you when you are not under protection of God, because the devil's out to steal, kill, and destroy you. God is your only protection in this world. That's the other thing. Other religions, they can't protect you from the devil. Follow them. They can't protect you from the devil. He's the one who fought it up. See, you need to understand Jesus is your only Savior. Now, the word save in the Greek, the original language is sozo, and it means to heal, it means to deliver, and it means to make whole. So Jesus came into this world to heal us spirit, soul, body, emotionally, in every way. In Hebrews 12 and 24, it says Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. We're talking about covenant here. Who is the mediator of the new covenant between God and people? Jesus. The Bible says he is the great shepherd of the sheep, and he established, listen, an everlasting covenant signed with his own blood. Oh my goodness. The covenant that Jesus Christ gives us with God, he died and he signed the covenant with his own blood, saying, this is everlasting. This will never change. Can we pause and give God a hand of praise for the covenant that will never change? God will never change his mind about you. He loves you. He sent his Son to die. You're on your way to heaven. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting excited up here. Jesus is the only one who can save us from hell and give us eternal life in heaven. Woo! Give him another hand of praise. Oh, it's getting real up in here. Acts chapter 4 and 12, salvation is found in no one else. God is telling us over and over and over again, Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only way. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men, listen, whereby we must be saved. We must be saved, or we're on our way to hell. We're on our way to the lake of eternal fire. That's what the Bible says. And the only way we can avoid that is we must be saved. In 1 Timothy 2 and 3, God, our Savior, wants all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. I'm going to say it again. There are many religions, but only one mediator between God and man, and only one Savior from hell. It goes on to say in verse 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men. See, none of those other religious leaders died for humanity. They had to die for themselves. And truthfully, it didn't mean anything because it couldn't save the world. They were sinners themselves. Jesus is the only one who is the Son of God who was born sinless. So he didn't die for your sins. He didn't die for his own sins. He didn't die for the things that he had done. He died for us and the things that we had done. Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to think about this because we just passed Christmas not too long ago. But Jesus Christ personally came to deliver a new covenant between God and man. He personally came to deliver it. See, God could have spoken it. God could have done. No, he sent his son to personally deliver this message. This is the gospel. This is the good news. I personally came to die in your place because you were lost in sin. There was no way out. You couldn't die for yourself. You're a sinner. Only I could come and die. And this is the message that I personally bring to you. Salvation. For all eternity, you'll be in heaven with me. Blessings, healing, health. This is what I bring to you. I personally came to deliver this message from my Father. Now, having said this, guys, listen. Jesus and the Father have promised us their complete loyalty throughout this entire year and always. See, I want you to understand what you really have here. See, some of you are so fear-ridden. You're so afraid of what if this happens. And the devil is the liar. God hasn't given you a spirit of fear. He's given you love. He's given you power. Dunamis is the word. It means miracle working power. And a sound mind. Don't get scared. Get angry at the devil. Don't get scared. No, say no, no, no. This will not happen to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Push back. Operate in the divine nature of your Father and say, no, this will not happen to me. I have power over you, devil. These things will not happen to me in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Guys, we've got to start being more positive about our Christianity and stop thinking we're like everybody else. Yes, yes. Look, everybody in the world can get sick because of sin. The Bible says when you're born again, sin shall not reign in your mortal body. That means sickness should not reign in your mortal body because you've been changed. Now, look. I qualified this message. I said, I am talking from the Bible. Everything I am saying is biblically based. He was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was laid on Christ. And with his stripes, with his wounds, with his death and resurrection from the dead, you are healed. In fact, the Bible says you were healed. What he did thousands of years ago settled your healing then. You just have to believe it. You just have to accept it. You just have to say, God, I believe what you said. Sickness will not reign in my body in the name of Jesus. Now, you've got to read the Word of God, folks. I'm just telling you, we don't read the Bible enough. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. When you hear the Word of God and you read the Word of God and you talk to God every day, you can drive out sickness out of your body in the name of Jesus. God will do it. Jesus died for us to be well. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health. Did you get the memo? Did you get the message? It's what God is saying to us today. In the same way God says, I will be loyal to you, He wants us to be loyal to Him. And this is a biggie as we go into 2025. Guys, look, we have to adjust our lives to make sure God is first. If you want all of the blessings of the covenant, which actually they're yours, except if you violate the covenant. And listen to what Jesus says. This will violate it. This is what He says in Luke chapter 14 and 26. He says, anyone who wants to be my follower, listen, must love me more than he does his own father, mother, husband, wife, children, brothers and sisters. Yes, more than his own life. Otherwise, he can't be my disciple. Otherwise, you can't be in the covenant. See, the covenant is God gives you his all, which he did through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John 14 and 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, which means God is always with you. In Hebrews chapter 13 and 5, it says, God has said, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. See, God is saying he's putting his faithfulness and his presence and his power and his resources on the line. He says, I will be there for you. And then he says, you must be there for me. That's a covenant. Both sides have responsibilities. You need to understand that everything we receive from God is through his son, Jesus Christ. So you need to listen to his words. We used to have Bibles that just had the red letters when Jesus spoke. People would say, believe the things in the red. Now, we believe the whole Bible, not just the things in the red. But those things represent what Jesus said. This is Luke chapter 14 and 26. You need to believe what he said. He said, you can't be in the covenant if you put other people before me. You can't be. It's so important for you to understand, guys. I'm talking supernatural talk to you today. Because Jesus, our Lord, is the pathway to walking in the supernatural. It is through Jesus Christ that we connect to the spirit realm. See, when we become a follower of Jesus, we also become a child of God. God is spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I'm talking about the supernatural. I'm not talking about the natural. I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about spiritual things here. In John 1 and 12, it says, Jesus gave the right to become the children of God and everyone who believe in him. In Romans 8 and 17, if we are children, then we're heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And we receive a supernatural inheritance by our covenant relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Listen to Ephesians 1 and 11. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. Through the covenant, we also receive God's divine nature. And this is what I'm talking about, walking in the supernatural. In 2 Peter 1 and 3, it says, God's divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, by which he has granted us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may be partakers of his divine nature. Now listen to me. Your human ability and reason can only take you so far. God has given us a divine nature to walk in the supernatural, to fulfill his assignment for our lives this year. If you are a child of God, you are connected to the realm of the Spirit. You are a child of God where the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you and take you to do things you could not do apart from his presence in your life. And everything is possible for you that is in the planned will of God. Jesus said in Matthew 19 and 26, with men, this is impossible. There are so many things in our world that's impossible with men. But listen to what he said. But with God, all things are possible. But now, listen to what he also says in Mark 9 and 23. If you can believe. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Folks, to accomplish and receive everything that God has for you, you've got to increase your faith this year. You've got to stay closer to God. You need to meet with him every day. You need to read his word every single day. And then you need to practice walking in the supernatural power of God, speaking by faith to your circumstances, coming against things that are coming against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because walking in the supernatural is God-given authority, so you need not live to be subject to human limitations. See, your relationship with God through Christ opens a door to heaven's assistance, heaven's resources in your life. In John 15 and 7, listen to what Jesus said. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, listen, and it shall be done. That's what I'm talking about. Faith in God's word activates the power to remove obstacles standing between you and your healing, your financial blessing, your favor, and your success in this coming year. It's time to move forward with God in the supernatural, folks. Walking in the supernatural is to believe God's word above your circumstances. You have got to do it. You have got to believe God's word above your circumstances this year. And you know how you do it? By believing in the covenant. Jesus's covenant with you was written and signed in his own blood. And it's an everlasting covenant, which means it will work for you forever.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Walking in Supernatural Faith, Favor, and Success. This is part two. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I want to encourage you that God has a plan for your life, regardless of how things may be going right now, the difficulties and the circumstances and situations you may find yourself in. I want to encourage you to know that God will help you. He will deliver you. He will make a way. Let's pray together. Father, I want to thank you for these faithful listeners. And I'm asking you right now in the name of your son, Jesus, that you would move on their behalf. Whatever the situation is, change it. Whatever the need is, meet the need. Bless them, my Father, I pray. Draw us closer to you.
even as we continue to pray and to seek you for your direction in our lives. Bless us today in Jesus' name. I believe that God has great things in store for your life. So keep on praying and believing, and keep listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you today.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.